Call the meeting to order. First order of business is the agenda.
So moved.
Any changes?
No changes. We are going to do a little bit of reshuffling for the public hearings, but there are no changes to the agenda.
I move we approve the agenda as posted.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve the agenda. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is the approval of the minutes of the April 6, 2017 revised and the April 20, 2017 minutes.
Any changes?
There are some few changes to the April 20th, so they would be as revised.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the April 6th and April 20th minutes as revised.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to approve the minutes of April 6th and April 20th, 2017 as revised. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. All right, our next item is old business. We have six items of old business this evening. The first one being conditional use number 2071, Blessing Greenhouses and Compost.
Yeah, you need to lean forward to your mic, too.
Oh, I can leave.
Or at least not participate, yeah.
You can sit here.
You're already up. Go ahead.
Haven't been here 2 minutes, got thrown out already.
For members of the public, Mr. Hopkins did not participate in the public hearing, therefore he will not be participating in the vote, which is why he has left the dais. So, any discussion before we call for a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I know that there was a lot of opposition because the application had some odors and management issues. We have the commission has wisely consulted with Dunrec, and it seems like the best path forward without leaving the operation in limbo to try to rectify the situation is to work with Dunrec and try to find some way to condition the use and then monitor the use throughout the period of condition to make sure that the project improves and the deficiencies are corrected. I want to thank Jennifer Walls for contacting and dealing with Dunrec and Mr. Robertson and Ms. Hoey Stevenson for the well-drafted motion that I have sitting in front of us, and I think it's an appropriate action to approve with conditions.
Well, anybody else? All right. Well, Mr. Chairman? I'm go ahead.
You would read your motion into the record.
Okay, everybody ready? I move that we recommend approval of conditional use 2071 for Blessings Greenhouse and Compost Inc. based upon the record and for the following reasons. One, this is a project that has had a lot of attention and scrutiny lately by the public and even Dunrec. The record is clear that both Dunrec and the applicant have been working to create a pathway to clean up the site, improve the general conditions and their impact upon the area. The use, number two, the use if conducted appropriately is for the semi-public purpose of recycling wastes into a composting material that is useful in gardens and for crop production. If operated correctly, it is close to the type of farming operations permitted on land zone AR1. There have been many concerns expressed by neighbors about current conditions on the property and the smells and other adverse effects coming from it. But these are in large part due to what has occurred there in the past and not the improved operations that have been proposed as part of this conditional use. Four, a denial of the conditional use would likely mean that what is there now would simply continue to decay and worsening the impacts on the adjacent properties, the smells, and possibly the environment. A denial would not provide a path forward with new and improved technology on the site that would limit or eliminate the adverse effect that impacts that currently exist. A denial would also likely be detrimental to the solutions that Dunrec and the applicant have agreed upon for the site, both in cleanup and future uses. A recommendation for approval should not be without limits, however. For example, the use should be reviewed periodically for compliance and to review any adverse consequences from the use. Six, the use as a compost facility will benefit the citizens and the environment of Sussex County. By recycling materials such as yard waste, vegetable waste, poultry waste, and wood into compost, there will be a reduction of materials going to the landfills. Number seven, the compost generated at the site will be available for local agricultural and horticultural uses. Number eight, the use promotes the conservation element of the county's comprehensive land use plan. Nine, the ongoing use will continue to be monitored by DENREC, and this approval is contingent upon all DENREC approvals remaining in effect. Number 10, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the applicant shall comply with all requirements established by DENREC and any other regulatory agency having jurisdiction over this use. Failure to comply with DENREC or any agency requirements shall result in the termination of this conditional use. B, no new uncomposted materials other than what is necessary to complete the composting process for materials existing on the site shall be accepted at the site until the areas of the concrete pre-composting pad are cleared of the materials that currently exist there as required in the fourth and fifth bullet items of DENREC's March 31st, 2017 letter to Jennifer Walls, Sussex County Planning and Zoning Manager. The removal of these materials must be underway immediately upon adoption of the ordinance approving this conditional use by County Council, with inspections by Sussex County and DENREC occurring every 3 months to review the report on the status of this work. The quarterly inspections shall include consideration of whether the applicant is actively cleaning up the site and improved odors coming from it, as stated by the applicant during the public hearing on this application, and whether the overall effects of this use upon the neighboring area, including smells, are generally improving. If the commission finds that any of these requirements are not being satisfied, it may terminate this conditional use for noncompliance or require further review of it, including a public hearing. C. Once the current materials are removed, pre-composted storage shall only occur on the existing concrete slab, subject to DENREC's inspections of that slab as existing compost material is removed from it. D. The applicant shall comply with all Sussex Conservation District requirements for the site. Failure to comply with any of these requirements shall result in the termination of the use. E. Material processing hours, including the use of heavy equipment, will be limited to 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday. F. Material acceptance hours will be limited to 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Saturday. G. As proposed by the applicant, there shall be a landscaped buffer of at least 25 feet around the entire property to be increased if required by other agencies. This buffer area shall include a vegetated berm of at least 8 feet in height. The landscape plan showing the landscaping within the proposed buffer shall be shown on the final site plan. H. All new composting shall only occur within new covered concrete floored composting buildings designed to hold at least 4,000 cubic yards of compost at a time. I. A water truck shall be available to control dust within the site. J. Once the pre-compost pad is cleared of materials as required by conditions B and C, this conditional use shall be inspected at least annually by DENREC and a county inspector, with a report from both provided to the commission. These inspections shall include consideration of whether the applicant has actively cleaned up the site and improved the odors coming from it, as stated by the applicant during the public hearing on this application, whether the applicant is in compliance with the conditions of this approval, including all DENREC and SCD requirements, and whether the overall effects of this use upon the neighboring area, including smells, are generally improving. If the commission finds that any of these requirements are not being satisfied, it may terminate this conditional use for noncompliance or require further review of it, including a public hearing. K. No sanitary waste shall be accepted at the site. L. The applicant may bag and blend materials properly accepted and composted at the site pursuant to this approval. M. County Council shall consider whether a bond or other performance guarantee is necessary and appropriate to guarantee the cleanup of the site and the performance of these conditions of approval. And the final site plan, including all buildings, buffers, a landscaping plan with types, heights, and or diameters of plantings shown, and stormwater management facilities shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2071, Blessings Greenhouse and Compost, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. The record show the motion carried 4-0 with Mr. Hopkins not participating. Our next item is conditional use number 2074, Quail Valley 1525 LLC.
Let's wait till we get Mr. Hopkins.
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea.
Any discussion?
Well, looking at this, I think that with conditions that it's, there's other uses similar to that in the area. So, in fact, I've checked on Mac My Shadow to see how far a shadow would go, and I've, lucky I haven't been arrested for trespassing on other people's property to see how far other buildings are from their properties. So, but one of the conditions, I was curious what other people thought would be the hours of this. If this were to be allowed to continue, what hours would we want to keep it, would we allow?
What do you suggest?
I would say, I was going to say 5 a.m. to 9 p.m. until one of our commissioners told me he works out from 9 to 10 at night. So I thought, oh, well, people do that. I had no idea.
just for the record, that was not me.
I'm not up that late.
And somehow I don't think it was Mr. Ross either.
So,
So Doug knows who it was.
It wasn't me.
Well, there you go. Got it narrowed down.
Now, obviously, since I was shocked, no. So I was, I'm suggesting 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. during the week. Would that be, what would you guys, I mean, but
I would be a no.
You would be a no. What are you suggesting?
Well, the location that it's in, a 67,000 square foot building, 200 parking spaces, 10 o'clock at night, it's right next to houses within how many feet?
Well, if we, the use that I'm saying, so it'd probably be 45 feet from the nearest house.
Well, the lights go through. On those fences, is that the concern that when people are like pulling in, the lights are going to like hit the houses, or will a car light go over an 8-foot fence?
Well, not necessarily that, but the car doors closing, opening, cars going in and out, trucks going in and out, and I put myself in the position of the people living in those houses. Mm-hmm. And a 67,000 square foot building pop up out of nowhere, and there till 10 o'clock at night. And it's nothing around that is open till 10 o'clock at night, am I correct? That's mostly doctor's offices?
Correct.
And law offices.
Right.
So they're closed at 5, 6 o'clock in the afternoon, am I correct? Most of the time?
I actually don't know how, if any of them have evening hours or not, but.
So those are my main reasons.
What would your suggestion be?
I don't know. I don't know what a good suggestion would be, but I'm looking at it fitting in character with the area and what else is going on in that area.
Mr. Hudson, I just want you to be aware that if you are opposed to the facility at all, it's certainly all right for you to say that and terminate this discussion. You don't have to answer.
Okay. If it's not the outreach.
No, but I'm fine having this conversation.
I'm just saying that it's understandable that you wouldn't choose between 9 and 10 if you're choosing not at all.
That's where I'm hung up.
So okay. If that's the case, then I'm don't know there's a need to press him any further
there
on
you
that.
Fair enough.
I don't feel pressed.
Okay.
Any other suggestions or concerns, questions?
Well, why don't we just go ahead and back it down to 9 o'clock, and I'm generally okay with that.
Okay. And then on Saturday, close at 5 in the afternoon, so people could have their afternoons.
Whatever.
All right, then, Mr. Chairman.
All right, then. You would put your motion forth. We'll see if you get a second.
Okay.
And if you do, we'll vote.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of the conditional use 272074 for Quail Valley 1523 LLC Midway Fitness for a therapy and fitness center based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. The project is located on the north side of Savannah Road in an area where there are mixed uses of residences and businesses. The primary uses in the area are offices and residential. There are multiple conditional uses in the area for offices and medical offices. Number two, with the conditions imposed on this use, there is an appropriate location for the condition. This is an appropriate location for the conditional use. The property is currently zoned AR1, and the proposed project meets the purposes and requirements of that district. This application is for a conditional use in an AR1 district. The proposed project would be served by Central Water and Sewer in accordance with federal, state, and county requirements. Through consultation with DelDOT, the proposed project will have one entrance on Savannah Road. The property will be used as a therapy and fitness center and will have a minimal impact on the character of the neighborhood. Seven. The project with the conditions and limitations placed upon it will not have an adverse effect on the neighboring properties or community. The proposed project meets the purposes and standards of the Sussex County Zoning Code and the purposes of the AR1 district. And number nine, this recommendation for approval is subject to the following conditions and stipulations. A, the project shall be served by a central sewer system in accordance with Sussex County Engineering Department specifications and in conformity with all DENREC regulations as part of the Sussex County West Rehoboth expansion of the Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer System. B, the project shall be served by a publicly regulated central water system providing drinking water and fire protection as required by applicable regulations through Tidewater Utilities Incorporated. C, stormwater management and erosion and sediment control shall be constructed in accordance with applicable state and county requirements, including the requirements of the Sussex Conservation District and the Inland Bays Pollution Control Strategy. The applicant, is its successors and assigns, shall operate the stormwater management facilities using best management practices and best available technologies. D, all entrances, intersections, roadways, improvements, and multimodal facilities required by DelDOT shall be completed by the applicant as required by DelDOT. E, a landscape buffer of Leland cypress or similar vegetation shall be maintained or planted along the boundaries of the project adjacent to any residential properties so that the facility will be screened from view from any residential properties. The landscape buffer must be located on the project site. The final site plan shall contain a landscape plan showing the planned vegetation within this buffer area. F, an 8-foot-tall fence shall be constructed along the boundaries of the project adjacent to any residential properties. G, the proposed therapy and fitness center shall be set back at least 40 feet from all property lines. H, the number of parking spaces required for this proposed project is clearly excessive and unreasonable. Accordingly, the number of parking spaces required shall be modified and reduced. The proposed project shall have 200 parking spaces. All vehicle parking areas shall be clearly shown on the final site plan and clearly marked on the site itself. I, any security lighting shall be low-level lighting on a timer and downward screen so that it does not shine into neighboring properties or roadways. J, hours of operation shall be 5 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Friday and between 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. on Saturdays. The final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2074, Quail Valley 1525 LLC. For the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. We're going to call the roll for a vote on this. So, Mr. Ross, how do you vote?
Aye.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Hopkins?
Aye.
Ms. Stevenson?
Yes.
And the chair votes yes. The motion carries 4-1. I want to remind members of the public that are here with an interest in this application that the Planning and Zoning Commission makes a recommendation to your county council. They will vote and have the final say on what happens with this. I believe they've had their public hearing. Did they have their public hearing yet?
No, not yet.
Okay, so they have a decision from us and you've yet to be heard. I encourage you to attend the hearing if at all possible. You have all the body of testimony and all the items that are in the record now to review. It's entirely possible and acceptable for you to organize in any fashion that you like and to appear and make your feelings known in any fashion that you wish. It's a brand new hearing, and then they will take our recommendation under consideration, but then they will make their own decision. So thank you very much. Our next item is a conditional use number 2075, Burton's Pond LLC, Burton's Pond Section 2.
Mr. Chairman, just I didn't participate in this hearing, so Mr. Sharp's going to go.
Okay.
This motion.
All right.
Rotating chairs tonight. Rotating chairs. Mr. Chairman, I have a motion to recommend approval in front of me, but I'm open to discussion to the contrary. Hearing none, Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use 2075 for Burton's Pond LLC, Burton's Pond Section 2, for 100 townhomes based upon the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. One, this property is currently zoned MR, medium density residential district, and the proposed project meets the purposes and requirements of the district. Two, this application is for conditional use in an MR medium density residential district to allow for the construction of townhouses. The applicant proposes 100 dwelling units on 30.95 acres located in Indian River 100, adjacent to John J. Williams Highway, Route 24, at Sloan Road, County Road 49. Number three, this project was previously approved as an MRRPC by ordinance number 1919, change of zone number 1610, with 102 dwelling units adopted by County Council on July 31st, 2007. Four, the property is in an environmentally sensitive developing district overlay zone. Five, the applicant has submitted the application to PLUS and has responded appropriately to the PLUS comments and provided the commission with the required information for its consideration. Six, the property contains no wetlands and is not located in a wellhead protection area. Seven, the project is designed to preserve wooded areas and a natural buffer next to the adjacent residential communities. Dwelling units will be adjacent to open space, sidewalks, and walking, jogging, bike trails, promoting the interconnectivity within the project. The design preserves 19 acres of open space, when a grid MR subdivision would preserve significantly less open space. Eight, the applicant has proposed 100 dwelling units within the project, which is permissible density of 3.23 units per acre within an MR medium density residential district. Nine, the project will not adversely affect neighboring or adjacent properties. The project is consistent with existing residential development in the area. 10, the proposed project will be served by central water and sewer in accordance with federal, state, and county requirements. 11, through consultation with DLDOT, the proposed project shall have one entrance on Sloan Road, County Road 49. 12, the proposed project will have both active and passive open space. 13, the proposed project meets the purposes and standards of the Sussex County Zoning Code and the purposes of the MR Medium Density Residential District. 14, this recommendation for approval is subject to the following conditions and stipulations. A, there shall be no more than 100 townhouses units within the project. B, the application shall create a fee simple townhome community, which will be part of the Burton Pond Communities Homeowners Association, possibly through a separate sub-homeowners association to be responsible for the maintenance of streets, roads, buffers, stormwater managed facilities, and other common areas, including environmental management plan for Burton's Pond, as stated in the conditions for Burton's Pond Section 1. C, the project shall be served by a central sewer system in accordance with the Sussex County Engineering Department specifications in conformity with all DENREC regulations as part of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District North Coastal Planning Area. D, the project shall be served by a publicly regulated central water system providing drinking water and fire protection as required by applicable regulations through Tidewater Utilities Incorporated. E, stormwater management and erosion sediment control shall be constructed in accordance with applicable state, county requirements, including the requirements of the Sussex Conservation District and the PCS. The applicant, its successors and assigned shall operate the stormwater management facilities utilizing best management practices and best available technologies. The final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. F, all entrances, intersections, roadway improvements, and multimodal facilities required by DLDOT shall be completed by the applicant as required by DLDOT. In addition, the relocation of Sloan Road shall be completed within the first phase of the development. G, the recreational amenities in Section 2 shall be constructed and open to use by residents upon the issuance of the 50th residential building certificate of occupancy for Section 2. H, street lighting shall be provided and the location of the street light shall be shown on the final site plan. I, sidewalks shall be installed on one side of all streets within the project and shall be shown on the final site plan. There shall also be walking, jogging, bike paths throughout the subdivision as shown on a preliminary site plan. J, the undisturbed forested areas shall be shown on the final site plan. K, road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Department. L, a school bus stop area with parking shall be located within the project. The developer shall coordinate and cooperate with the local school district transportation manager to establish a school bus stop area. The location of the bus stop area with the approval of the local school district shall be shown on the final site plan. M, the applicant shall provide agricultural buffers and wetland buffers as necessary in accordance with the applicable regulations. The agricultural use notice shall be included in covenants, conditions, restrictions, and instruments of conveyance. And the applicant shall submit, as part of the site plan review, a landscape plan showing the proposed tree and shrub landscape design. O, the developer shall design and install a landscape buffer of berms and plantings running south to north along the entire property boundary with John J. Williams Highway, Route 24, and running east to west along the entire boundary with the relocated Sloan Road, County Road 49. The final site plan shall contain a landscape plan showing the proposed design and vegetation of all landscape buffer areas. P, the interior street design shall be in accordance with or exceed Sussex County street requirement and or specifications. Street design shall include curbs, sidewalks, and street lighting. Q, construction, site work, grading, and deliveries of construction materials, landscaping materials, and fill on, off, or to the property shall occur only from Monday through Friday between the hours of 7 a.m. and 6 p.m., and Saturday between the hours of 8 a.m. and 1 p.m. R, a revised preliminary site plan either depicting or noting these conditions must be submitted to the Sussex County Office of Planning and Zoning. And finally, S, the final site plan shall be subject to review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
Moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2075 Burton's Pond LLC, Burton's Pond Section 2, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is subdivision 2017-1 Bayless Estates Phase 2 Intrinsic Financial LLC. It's on the agenda this evening for the purpose of announcing that we have received a copy of the MOU which the commission had requested, just simply to let everyone know that that has been submitted. The record is already closed. This was an additional piece of information that the commission requested, which is within our authority to do so, and we have received it, and this will be on a future agenda for a vote. Our next item is 2017-2 Woodfield Preserves Expansion Thompson Shell LLC.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, ma'am. You're quite busy this evening.
I'll tell you what, I'm a lot of paper here. I move we grant preliminary approval for subdivision 2017-2 for Thompson Shell LLC based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the application is for the extension of subdivision number 2007-9. Two, the applicant is seeking approval of a clustered subdivision within the AR1 zone. The applicant is seeking clustered lots with a minimum area of 15,000 square feet. The average lot size is 18,034 square feet. Three, the proposed extension of subdivision will have no more than 36 lots on 25.96 acres. This results in a density of approximately 1.31 lots per acre, which is much less than the maximum density permitted in the AR1 zone. This 36-lot expansion of the existing subdivision is on this site will not have an adverse impact on the neighboring properties or area roadways. Five, the proposed subdivision meets the purpose and standards of the subdivision code, and the applicant has addressed the requirements of section 99-9C of the code. Six, I am satisfied that this project is a superior design under the cluster subdivision ordinance. For example, it provides for the preservation of 8.09 acres of open space. Seven, the project will be served by central water and sewer. Eight, the development complies with the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan as a low-density single-family dwelling subdivision. Nine, this preliminary approval is subject to the following. A, there shall be no more than 36 lots within the subdivision. B, the extension shall be part of the Woodfield Preserve subdivision, and a lot owner and the lot owners shall be members of the HOA responsible for the maintenance of streets, roads, buffers, stormwater management facilities, and other common areas. C, the stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. The final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. D, the applicant shall maintain as many existing trees as possible. The undisturbed forested area shall be clearly shown on this final site plan. E, a forested or landscape buffer of at least 20 feet in depth shall be installed along the entire perimeter of the project. The final site plan shall contain a landscape plan for these areas. F, as preferred by the applicant, sidewalks shall be installed on both sides of the street in the site, with the exception of the access road, which shall have a sidewalk on one side. G, the subdivision shall be served by a central sewer system. H, the subdivision shall be served by a publicly regulated central water system providing drinking water and fire protection. I, street design shall meet or exceed Sussex County standards. J, road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Department. K, deliveries of dirt, fill, or other similar materials shall only be made to or from the site between the hours of 8 a.m. through 5 p.m., Monday through Friday. L, a revised preliminary site plan, either depicting or noting these conditions, must be submitted to the Office of Planning and Zoning. M, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2017-2, Woodfield Preserves Expansion, Thompson Shell, LLC, for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is conditional use number 2072, KMH Ventures, Delaware, LLC.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we defer on this.
Okay. Second. It's moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2072, KMH Ventures, Delaware, LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. All right then, ladies and gentlemen, we've reached a time in our meeting where it's time for our public hearings. We thank you for being with us this evening, giving up your Thursday evening to participate in your planning and zoning process. I assure you that anyone who wishes to speak on a given application will be given the opportunity to do so.